In an effort to try and fight off years of declining acres, the National Association of Wheat Growers is developing a competition to reward the nation's best in wheat production. This year, the NAWG will hold its first ever yield contest, and Brett Blankenship, the group's immediate past president, says he hopes to see a similar level of success observed with the yield contest run by the National Corn Growers Association.
It's modeled a little bit after what corn was able to accomplish, where it's been said that after 10 years, the winner of the corn contest 10 years prior became the national average within that decade. We don't know if we'll be able to accomplish quite that rapid development, but that's the hope, is to at least get growers starting to focus, share stories, and get better management practices to increase the productivity and the return.
Blankenship says the drop in acres has been a noticeable trend for the wheat industry.
For decades, wheat has been in decline in acres, and that happened again this fall, where the fall planting number for acres of wheat came in at a lowest in 50 years, second lowest in 100 years. And that's a trend that we want to reverse, and it's a very troubling sign for several reasons.
If acres are not increased, Blankenship says present issues could continue to snowball.
Our research and development and market promotion is based on assessments of grain sales. It's assessed in each individual state at different rates by various grain commissions. But when you have less bushels, you have less assessments. Less assessments mean less research. Less research means less productivity. Less productivity means less acres, and the cycle continues.
Wheat acres have been on the decline in parts due to increased productivity in other commodities through improved management practices and the use of biotechnology. There will be 6 classes in the contest, and early registration starts at the beginning of April. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.